100 word stories.
Okay, let's adjust the microphone here. And hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is experiment. We got a bunch of stories in. And I'm going to go ahead and play them, and then after I'm done here, I'll record all the stories that I should have recorded last week. Maybe I'll get 2, 3, 4 weeks out of... I don't know. One of these days I'll get back on the schedule, and then I'll screw it all up again, because I get so tired on Sundays. But it's a beautiful day. Maybe I'll go outside.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I thought I'd try a little experiment. Instead of the usual diet of death and depravity, how about something a little more palatable? Something suitable perhaps for Valentine's Day? Maybe with marshmallows and unicorns, fluffy bunnies and heartfelt wishes. What do you think? Should I give it a shot? Okay, here goes. Once upon a time, in the land of sugar marshmallow, there was a unicorn named Oscar who was madly in love with a fluffy bunny called Veronica. They sneaked behind some bushes to get to know each other better. But unfortunately, unicorns don't really fit inside bunnies. Splat!
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Magic, he said. Neon blue, small creatures swimming in the garden lake. So many, she said. They will stay small like that. And how many do you have? He grinned. A lot. To breed them, he had added a few ingredients. And look, a ton of cute little neon fish. But isn't it dangerous? What if... He laughed. I know what I'm doing. The next day, the city faced an infestation of beautiful, neon, highly poisonous tetrapods, reminiscent of Komodo dragons, just lighter and faster. I guess he didn't know what he was doing, she thought, hiding in her attic. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my 6th attempt at recording this. If I get it wrong this time, I'm afraid you're stuck with it. It's called Experiment 785. Experiment 784. Subject remained viable for 6 hours following administration of the new formula, before losing consciousness. Death within 9 hours. No pain or discomfort exhibited. I paused the recording and sighed. I was wasting my time. Wasting my life. The door flew open, and a flustered, excited Watson burst into the lab. We've done it! We fed the data into the AI, and in less than 5 minutes we had the answer. A formula that works perfectly. He left, just as abruptly. I sighed again. Experiment 785. I plunged the needle into my own vein. There you go. Managed it in the end. Nice cheerful one for you. Until next time, though. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Traditional Meal with a Devilish Twist. Emily does all the cooking in the house. She's quite an experimental cook. Her husband isn't in much. He works late, comes home, eats, and heads out to either the gym or pub. Tonight, Emily's frying 4 garlic cloves with some mixed herbs and fresh chilli. She adds breadcrumbs, a tin of beef cat food chunks, and some ground glass. When it's cool, she forms it carefully into meatballs and cooks a tasty tomato sauce. Then she boils spaghetti, plates a meal for her husband's return, and goes up for a bath. She never feels like eating after she's cooked. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1034 with a prompt of experiment. So here's my story. How'd Sabrina get in a magnifying glass? Bilbert gasped. Well, we were at the kitchen table looking at all her stuff. When I looked through the magnifying glass, objects disappeared from the table until I looked through the glass a second time. Mandy shrugged. Sabrina started out as an experiment. Once she was inside it, I thought, why not just leave her there? But why would you leave her in there? Bilbert asked. Mandy looked away. She's not very nice to me. And this way, I have you all to myself. Bilbert was shocked. You want me all to yourself? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Harry had a spear. It had a minty smell. He thought he was being funny, humming music as if he were in the Olympics. He stuck his finger in the mint-flavored wind and looked at a big red X in the distance.
And the crowd looks on in anticipation, he announced.
He held up the spear and ran. He held his hand back and threw it at the target.
Dead center, and the crowd goes wild over the experiment, he exclaimed.
He danced with joy, jumping up and down, donning a medal made of yarn and tin.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening's called Too Much Time on My Hands. Of late, I've been spending more time experimenting with underdeveloped drink experiences. Experiment 1, tuna fish milkshake. Not a winner, that one. Experiment 37, seaweed lemonade. Its time will come. Experiment 146, non-alcohol single malt. So close, yet so far. My latest experiment is carbonated coffee. In the tradition of Manhattan Special Inc., who have been selling bottled coffee sodas since it was founded in 1895 by Italian immigrants to Brooklyn. My humble addition to the mix is watermelon juice, liquefied pistachios, and a sprig of kale. Wondering, in a six-pack, or leaders, calling the product Buzz Bubbles. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Johnson was a wild-haired ghoul, sitting on his porch tormenting any unlucky tourists who accepted the invitation through his gate to suffer his rambling lectures on his take on history and politics and the ungrateful students who burned the man in effigy who paid for the tuition that kept them out of the war. Nixon's war. It's Nixon's war now. Some tourists he'd shepherd into his massive car, and he'd drive like a maniac on dirt roads, shouting at cattle and sipping from the whiskey he kept in a plastic cup in his lap. Stopping, getting out, pissing, and sighing.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of experiment. I hope you liked it this week, and happy Valentine's Day and half-price chocolate day to everyone. I had to go out and get chocolate-covered strawberries, but dark chocolate. Publix, milk chocolate. Piggly Wiggly, milk chocolate. Walmart, milk chocolate. Winn-Dixie, milk chocolate. Aldi. Milk chocolate. Eventually, I went down to the island, and it just said chocolate-covered strawberries at Whole Foods. I looked at the ingredients, put on my glasses so I could actually read. Dark chocolate. So, mission accomplished. Anyway, thank you all for listening. The next topic is a pick two. Stings. Low-flying. Supply, clothes pegs, and stick. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.